May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast, A Brief Memory. So this one is from Sidney Walter. That's interesting. The last one was from Bob Walter. And they are the only two people named Walter as the last name that I can think of that were around Zen Center back then, or ever that I know of. There's surely some others. But anyway, what a fantastic coincidence. So Sidney wrote me from Santa Fe. Yeah, I was in Santa Fe a year with Elon. Back in 92, 93, I saw him there. Anyway, he writes, in the winter of 1970, at the age of 34, my life seemed to have fallen to pieces. My work as a theater director had become meaningless, and my marriage was in crisis. My life had lost meaning and purpose. I felt as though I was living in a wasteland. The ability to experience pleasure and satisfaction having vanished. I knew that the problem existed within me, not out there, and I believed some spiritual practice would offer me the solution. I had long since lost my childhood enthusiasm for Jesus, and no return seemed possible. Living in San Francisco in 1970, the alternatives were plentiful. The literature of Zen Buddhism had long intrigued me, and I began sitting at the San Francisco Zen Center. The practice made no sense to me, yet somehow I found myself returning regularly. At some point, I discovered that there was the possibility of having a private interview with Suzuki Roshi, and I arranged for that to happen. The protocol for a Dokusan interview was explained by a senior student, and at the appointed time, I entered Roshi's interview room, performed the required prostrations, and settled myself in Seiza for the interview. I began to tell Roshi about what a disaster my life had begun. As I went on citing the awful particulars, he began to chuckle. I remember thinking, it's strange that he should be responding to my sad tale with laughter, and even stranger, that I did not feel at all offended. Strangest of all, I found myself laughing along with him, and by the time I had finished my story, we were both laughing heartily. There was a pause. I felt quite disoriented. Then I asked Roshi what I should do. Sit Zazen, he replied. Life without Zazen is like winding your clock without setting it. It runs perfectly well, but it doesn't tell time. Another pause. Suzuki rang his bell, and the interview was over. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast, A Brief Memory. I'm D.C. Pubov, Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. During the same period, I was meditating and studying with an Indian Hindu guru named Swami Rama. For reasons unknown to me, Swami Rama seemed impressed with me. Perhaps it was because I was quite adept at Hatha Yoga. Whatever the reason, Swami Rama invited me to come live with him at his ashram in India. The promised results of practice with the Swami were extravagant: out-of-body travel, knowledge of past lives, the ability to make oneself invisible. On the one hand, I had a handsome, charismatic guru promising occult powers. On the other, an unassuming little Japanese man telling me that if I sat diligently for a long while, I might someday learn how to tell time. I was torn. And to add to my dilemma, when I told the yoga teacher who had introduced me to Swami Rama about my uncertainty, he said I was passing up the opportunity, not of a lifetime, but of many, many lifetimes. There are 9 supremely enlightened men on the planet, he told me. There have always been 9. There will always be 9, never more nor less. Swami Rama is one of the 9. I'm sure your Japanese fellow is a nice man, but I doubt that he is one of the 9. Suzuki Roshi, I'm sure, would have agreed. How, in my bewilderment, I had the good sense to choose Zen, I will never know. That winter, I traveled to Maui, where I spent 3 months at the Maui Zendo practicing with Bob Aitken, not yet Aitken Roshi, and Katsuki Sakida. In the autumn of 1970, I participated in a 3-month ango at Tassajara, practicing with Tatsugami Roshi. Yes, I was with you then, Sydney. I never saw Suzuki Roshi again. His picture still sits on my personal altar, and I feel inexpressible gratitude toward him for setting me on the path. Thank you, Sydney. That's really good. I appreciate it. I wonder how you're doing now. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.